This audio comes to you from the Science of Mind archives.
There is a power for good in the universe, greater than you are, and you can use it.
The Institute of Religious Science presents Dr. Ernest Holmes, noted author and spiritual leader. In his talk for today on how to draw on your spiritual bank account, Dr. Holmes tells you how you can deposit enough hope, happiness, and faith to meet every emergency through this thing called life.
Friends, we all know that we must have money before we can spend it. How comfortable it makes us feel to have a good checking account. It gives us a sense of security and well-being. But there is another kind of checking account that is equally important, and this is your spiritual bank account. For there are great spiritual forces that we can draw on and deposit in our minds, forces that can be used in any emergency, in any stress or strain of life. This thing called life has enough of everything and to spare. It contains love and faith and peace of mind and joy. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could build up a spiritual bank account of all these things and hold them in reserve, an account sufficient to meet every emergency in our lives? For we are always being called on to meet some emergency. There are times when we need more love and tolerance, more kindness and understanding, a deeper faith and a higher hope. How would it be if we should open up a spiritual account with a bank of life itself? And realizing that we are drawing on the infinite, see to it that each day we are depositing enough hope and happiness and faith to meet any emergency that can arise. But how would we go about to open up such an account and be certain that we have enough of these qualities on deposit so that our checks will be honored whenever any emergency arises? Well, in our ordinary affairs, we know that we must deposit money if we want to draw checks. First, we have to earn the money. And this also will be true of our spiritual bank account. But the earning of the supply for our spiritual bank account is just a little different. For we earn the ability to draw on the bank of love only first through practicing love. Only from drawing love into our minds, from the vast storehouse of love, which God is. Why then couldn't we think of it this way? God already has made the initial deposit, and a big one, for everyone who is born in this world. because God has given himself to us. He has imparted his own life, and in a way beyond our comprehension, he has endowed us with a capacity to love. In actual practice, we shall earn the ability to draw on this bank through meditation and prayer, and through communion with the infinite, using statements in our meditations, perhaps similar to the following: God is love. All the love there is mine now. I shall endeavor to see something lovable in everyone I meet, in every situation I find myself in. And as I do this, I shall accumulate a great storehouse to be deposited in my own bank. Then when some experience comes along which seems unkind or unlovable, I shall be able to write a check on my bank of love, a check that will cover every liability of hate or of unkindness. If you have accumulated a certain amount of love, then meet some situation where discord and strife enter, just get quiet within yourself and say, I am bringing love to bear on this situation, a love that comprehends and includes everything, a love that has no hurt in it, a love that isn't afraid, a love that is calm and confident and sure of itself. And right here is where the law of mind in action comes into play. For when you apply your thought of love directly to a discordant situation, your thought of love can heal that situation. If you have already deposited enough love in your checking account, you will find that your checks will be honored by the bank of life, and the situation that confronts you will be healed. And this whole process is quite simple. So let's analyze the two or three important things about it. First of all, you have to have a firm conviction that God is love, and you must have an equally firm conviction that when you apply this principle of love to any human problem, the words you speak in your meditation or your treatment or prayer, these words will actually operate as a law to the condition that confronts you and will overcome everything that opposes him. Now, this is not an act of the will, and it has nothing to do with holding thoughts. It has nothing to do with concentrating your mind or influencing people. It has to do only with this one simple thought: God is love. God already has deposited love at the center of every man's being, whether or not he knows it. And this love which you now use is not only the greatest sentiment in the world, it is a supreme power, it is a perfect law, it is an actual reality. And because you have deposited a love which can see around everything, and because you have ample love left over in your own thought, you will find that the love you use, acting as law, will overcome the fear, the hate, and the sense of insecurity that comes whenever there is a lack of love. Perfect love alone can cast out fear, for love always is greater than fear. All that fear can do is to cast a shadow across your pathway. But this shadow is dissipated when you look at it with love. You see, you are not dealing with two opposing forces, but only with one force, which is absolute and positive and conclusive. And now let's think of some of the other things I am certain we want to deposit in the bank of life. One of the most important ones next to love is faith. Faith in God, faith in yourself, faith in what you are doing, and faith in those around you. Let's see then if we cannot draw on the great reservoir of all faith through a complete surrender of our fears, whether they be big or little. Faith is natural. Fear is unnatural. Faith is positive, while fear is negative. Faith is an affirmation. Fear is a denial of life. And we need a great deal of faith if we are going to meet all the fears and uncertainties that everyone encounters. Jesus had deposited so much faith in his bank of life that he was able to meet every challenge of fear with a complete certainty. Just a little faith couldn't do this. Just as you couldn't pay a $1,000 debt with $500. So it is impossible to meet a trying circumstance unless you have a sufficient faith. When Jesus stood before the tomb of Lazarus, he was confronted with the fear of death. He was confronted with the weeping and the wailing of the family. They told him that he dare not roll the stone away from the tomb. Perhaps this stone is a symbol of the obstruction that often confronts us. And how often we look at the stone, how often we think of the tomb with the dead inside. How seldom do we realize that God made that stone and that what God has put there, he can remove. How seldom we realize that there are no obstructions to divine power. And perhaps, after all, the stone was only in our own minds, and the tomb, and the dead man. But Jesus lifted up his voice in communion with God. He raised his thought above the fear of the moment. I don't think Jesus could have done this unless he had first spent much time drawing on the bank of life and depositing large amounts of faith to his account. For on another occasion, Jesus had said, "This kind comes out but by fasting and prayer." Yes, Jesus had spent much time alone with God until that which to us seems so unreal, so theoretical, was to him the one solid reality. God is life. God is power. And this life and this power are available right now. I am sure Jesus must gradually have accumulated this storehouse of faith. When the emergency arose, he was able to stand calm and certain, uncaught by the fears and the weeping and the wailing of others. He looked up and not down. Then he offered one of the greatest short prayers of the ages. He said, "Father, I thank thee that thou hearest me, and I know that thou hearest me always." What sublime confidence, what infinite trust, what limitless assurance. "Father, I thank thee." How many of us have enough faith deposited in the bank of life so that when fear confronts us, we can boldly proclaim, "My faith is sufficient. My trust is complete. My assurance is absolute. Father, I thank thee that thou hearest me." There is no doubt here, no uncertainty, no hesitation. "And I know." What power, what possibility is caught in these two simple words? "I know." There is no question, no doubt. "I know that thou hearest me always." Not once in a while, not by and by, not yesterday, but here today, as I face this tomb, in the midst of doubt and fear and uncertainty, I know. Then Jesus cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Jesus could not have said, Lazarus, come forth, not with this assurance if he had been depending on his human willpower. No, he was merely standing still and watching the glory of life with a calm assurance that his words were honored by a power greater than he, that power that every one of us has access to. And there are many other things that we should accumulate and deposit in the bank of life, other things beside love and faith. And important among them, I think, is joy and happiness. For life has intended us to be glad. There is always a song somewhere, if we know how to sing it. There is always a joy if we will find it. And we need to deposit a lot of peace in our minds. A peace that rides above the confusion that confronts us. If you will listen to peace, you will hear it, and it will flood your whole being. And then when you meet confusion, just write out your check on the bank of peace. Don't be afraid to sign it in the name of God, for this is God's bank. And just as surely as you do this, you will discover that your words of peace, acting as a law of good, will draw on a power greater than you are and liquidate the confusion. And now, what does all this mean? What does it mean other than practicing the presence of God, coming to know that you are in partnership with the original banker? Yes, this really is practicing the presence of God in everything we do, and adding this one more thing, which is the great new light now coming into the world, the knowledge and the certainty that there is a law of mind, a law of good, which acts in, upon, and through our thinking. It was this secret of the ages that Jesus knew. And it is this secret that you and I must discover and use, each for himself. For there is a power that honors your faith. There is a love that meets love with love, a law that meets good with good. And this law, this power, this divine presence, you and I did not create. We had no more to do with it than we did with the creation of the north wind or the evening star. It was there before ever we recognized it. It would be there if you and I had no existence whatsoever. But it doesn't seem to be there to you and to me until we believe in it and use it. Let us then be certain that we open up our account with this great bank of life. For here, and here alone, is the real substance that we can draw on to purchase every good and beautiful thing that life has in store for us. Here alone is peace and joy and certainty. Here alone is freedom from fear and doubt. Let us then close all our accounts with the lesser banks and throw away the old checkbooks and learn to turn daily to the one and the only supreme source, which is God.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Friends, starting today, once again, this Sunday radio program is being heard on the ABC network throughout California. Right now, I would like to welcome the following stations and cities to our congregation of the air. In addition to KECA, here in Los Angeles and KGO in San Francisco, you can now hear This Thing Called Life over KFMB in San Diego, KTMS in Santa Barbara, KITO in San Bernardino, KPMC in Bakersfield, KARM in Fresno, and KMOD in Modesto. Now, of course, there is only one reason why we are heard on these stations, just as there is but one reason why we know that someday we shall be heard across the country, and that is that our message has inspired and benefited so many people. This is not my program. This radio program is yours. Your conscious awareness that there is a power for good greater than you are, and your earnest desire that our message will reach an ever-widening circle of listeners, makes this program possible. And so I ask all of you to include this program in your prayers and in your meditations. And for those of you who are listening in for the first time today, I want to tell you that we have a tangible help that will bring a fund of greater understanding to your spiritual bank account. And this help is a series of 12 lessons on how to use the power for good. The lesson we send you today is Lesson 5. But when you write for it and express your desire to enroll in this home study course, you will also receive these lessons from the very beginning. I urge you to add your name to the thousands of members already enrolled in this, our great home study group of the air.
In a moment, Dr. Holmes will bring you his meditation for today. But first, here's an important announcement concerning the splendid home study course which Dr. Holmes has prepared for you. This week, you may send for Lesson 5 in this new lesson series entitled, How to Bring Forth Your Good. In this helpful, easy-to-understand lesson, Dr. Holmes tells you just how you can use the power for good in the universe to bring you the good things of life, whether you desire better health, improved finances, or happier and more abundant living. Whether you are enrolled in this second series of lessons or not, be sure to send for your free copy of Lesson 5 on How to Bring Forth Your Good. Just send your request by letter or postcard to This Thing Called Life, Los Angeles 5. Copies of Dr. Holmes' calendar of 30 daily thoughts for the month of June are also yours absolutely free for the asking. To get these two splendid home study aids, write to This Thing Called Life, Los Angeles 5, without fail this week.
Let us take as the thought for our meditation today these words from Psalms. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Let us see if we cannot embody their spirit until faith and confidence in the giver of life brings us a complete assurance of good, as each says quietly to himself. Believing that God is all the presence there is, I am feeling this presence in everything and everyone. Dwelling on the thought that God is love, I permit my mind to be filled with a consciousness of this love. I permit this love to envelop everything and everyone, bringing with it a sense of peace and certainty. Realizing that God is life, I open my thought to the inflow of this divine life. I feel it everywhere, the one perfect life which is God. My faith in this life is complete and positive and certain. Knowing that all things are possible to faith, I say to my own mind, be not afraid, Faith makes your way certain. Faith goes before you and prepares the way. Believing that God is in everyone, I meet this God in people, in everyone I meet. Knowing that God is peace, I open my mind to the quiet influence of this peace. And knowing that God is joy, I meet every situation in happiness and commit my life unto that power which can do all things in complete assurance.
Open my eyes that I may see fullness of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit
divine. Join us next week when Dr. Holmes' topic will be How God Meets Your Needs. And remember to send for Lesson 5 in Dr. Holmes' second home study course entitled How to Bring Forth Your Good. Like all the lessons in this new 12-lesson series, Lesson 5 is yours absolutely free for the asking. In addition, this week you may also send for your free copy of Dr. Holmes' June calendar of 30 Daily Thoughts. To secure these two home study aids, write to This Thing Called Life, Los Angeles 5. Our soloist today was Fred Guthrie with Irma Glenn at the organ. This program was directed by Wallace Bruce Ramsey.
There is a power for good in the universe greater than you are, and you can use it.
This Thing Called Life with Dr. Ernest Holmes is a non-profit, non-denominational service brought to you each Sunday in the interests of greater fellowship and spiritual understanding. You are invited to send your free will gifts and offerings for the support of this program to This Thing Called Life, Los Angeles 5. Bill Davidson speaking. This program came to you from Hollywood.
For more spiritual content like this, visit scienceofmindarchives.com.